if I had a little money, man, that would be so funny, wouldn't it be? If I had $1 million, if I had some money, I would be in a rich man's world. This is 90.1 FM. Welcome back to CGSF. My name is Liz. I'm excited for summer, and I'm excited to maybe have another ABBA summer. I haven't really, you know, I listen to mostly hip-hop. I'm primarily a hip-hop head, IMO. And working out in the Fraser Valley every summer has exposed me to a variety of radio stations that I don't have my phone on me, I don't have my Spotify on me, so I'm listening to whatever the radio, like the work radio, picks up. A lot of country out there, a lot of classic rock out there. It re-inspired my listening of classic rock. I think I've shared this story before, that when I was younger, my brother helped me burn CDs, mix CDs, and I would choose songs, two or three, really, from artists and burn them onto CDs, sort of approximately genre collated, like a printer does with pages, you know what I'm talking about, and gathered. I'm not a thesaurus, guys, don't look to me for synonyms. And I've been revisiting those songs and really enjoying them for nostalgia, but then actually exploring the discographies of those artists and discovering that, wow, Dream On and Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith are amazing songs, but also the rest of their discography is hilarious, and oh my god, they're so raunchy, but also I love their, like, instrumentals. And also, Steven Tyler, fashion icon. I can only, and I've seen, like, a few interviews with him. He was really sweet and also probably a menace to party with. Shout out to other bands as well. Love Led Zeppelin. I own two band t-shirts, one of which is Mother Mother, a forever fan of Mother Mother. The other is Led Zeppelin. Love Led Zeppelin. Didn't really listen to them a lot in late teens and early 20s. Now listening to them again, I've actually enjoyed all of their discography now. I didn't know how that, was it Misty Mountain Pop? Misty Mountain Hop? Or what was the one about, or maybe it was Ramblin' On, the one that's Lord of the Rings based. Gollum and the evil one, and I was like, this reminds me of a certain literary and film franchise. I have fallen asleep during every single Lord of the Rings movie, by the way. I went to New Zealand 2 years ago, and my boyfriend is a big fan of Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Ringser. There should be a name for people that are Lord of the Rings fans. I hope Tolkieners, Lord of the listeners. Let me know, what would you call them? Anyway, yeah, he insisted that I have to watch all the Lord of the Rings trilogy before we go, which honestly was a good call, because we went to Hobbiton. A lot of the Shire scenes were, and the Hobbit holes and so on, were filmed, and then we also did a flyover of I think it was like Milford Sound and surrounding area, and they showed us Mount Doom. So I feel like if I hadn't seen the movies, then I would have been completely lost on me. Obviously the mountain was amazing, but the ability to say, hey, I know where I've seen that before. Like when you go walking through Vancouver and you see all the monuments, like the Vancouver Public Library that was in Battlestar Galactica, or SFU that has been in every fourth sci-fi movie that's been filmed in Vancouver. Speaking of New Zealand as well, I just want to mention a funny story, because my fellow Vancouverites of appreciators of temperate winters, New Zealand is the place for a temperate winter, and we went there in April, so their summer, well, their southern hemisphere, so they had actually been just ended April, and or they'd ended summer and they're going into fall. I went with my partner. We were going to a restaurant. We were sitting outside. It was really busy inside the restaurant, and they had a patio, so we were saying, oh, we can stay outside, and it was like 15 degrees maybe evening. The waiters were very asking us, like, are you okay with being outside? We can turn the heaters on, we can give you guys blankets. My partner and I were like, no, it's it's like 14, 15 degrees. Like, we had our jackets on, yeah, but it was like not unreasonably, it was a regular spring day on Granville Island, and you know, we didn't even have seagulls stealing our fries, right? So we were chilling. It was very nice. It was in Auckland. It was beautiful weather, nice evening. It was a little bit breezy, but it was otherwise pretty nice and warm, and they kept wondering if we needed the heat or the blankets. They asked us multiple times. And then I think on the fourth or fifth time after the server still checked, or like fourth time that the server checked on us again, are you sure you're not cold? Where are you guys from? Said, Canada. And she's like, makes sense. Yeah, so Vancouverites, we are temperate wintered, blooded, temperate blooded, and we do well in New Zealand, and even they are in awe of our cold weather resistance. And I am so excited also for the weather to be warmer now so that my cold resistance can go into hibernation, and now I need to start building up my warmth resistance. We shall see if I melt in 30 degrees this summer or if I manage to pull myself together and be operational even on the warmest days. I am definitely a cold weather appreciator, but I need the vitamin D from the summer and the sun. I need to photosynthesize. I am a plant and I need sunshine to grow. Speaking of sunshine, I have two more songs for you guys that, when I was trying to make a playlist of music that reminded me of summer and was positive and uplifting and fun and, so on, I had some trouble finding CanCon fresh and fun and new that was particularly positive, but it's fresh and fun, and I had fun dancing to it, so I hope you guys enjoy dancing to it, and I'm so excited for summer jams to come out and for us all to start dancing in the summertime. Please enjoy these two songs. I've got Bad by Mint Simon, followed by Milk Toast by Helen Barbier. Please enjoy.
Baby, you creep. The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Bird Note. There are many great tools for identifying birds. Some of them are right on your phone. Apps such as Merlin Bird ID from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology can help suggest which species you're seeing or hearing. If you're stumped on an unfamiliar plant species, iNaturalist is a great resource. When you upload a photo to iNaturalist's website or mobile app, it uses AI to make an educated guess on the species ID. Then, a worldwide community of volunteer naturalists helps confirm the ID or propose alternatives. Combining AI with on-the-ground human knowledge makes iNaturalist highly accurate. Once you put a name to the plant you found, consider searching for more info about that plant. For example, which birds might eat this plant's seeds or fruits? Which birds can use this plant as a nesting spot? Finding the links between plants and birds can show you how birds see the world and what they need to survive and raise their young. And that can make you better equipped to help them in the future. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Liz. How are you guys doing? Hope you guys enjoyed that music. Before the Bird Note PSA, you guys heard Milk Toast by Hélène Barbier, and before that you heard Bad by Mint Simon. Both are Canadians, but Hélène, we love Canadian women. We love you. Thank you for your music gracing our ears. I'm excited for this summer to listen to a lot of great music in the sunshine, dancing in the sunshine, dancing in the summer, summertime bops. And those two songs were definitely summertime bops to me. I'm extra excited about, I'm not supposed to talk about doing illegal things. So driving at exactly the speed limit as it should be on an empty highway at night with the music blasting. Those who also enjoy listening to music very loudly with the windows rolled down in the car driving on the highway at night at completely legal as posted speed limit speeds, put your hands up and let me know what kind of music that I should play in the summertime in my car and also on this show. It is Saturday 9 to 10 p.m. so this is prime time for turning the volume dial up. Do not turn your radio tuner up. Stay on 90.1 FM CJSF. Thank you so much for being here and for listening to me. And choosing your music playlist for this evening. Happy to have you guys here and happy to have you guys always give me your music recommendations. I do also do my best to choose guests that have good music taste or have interesting things to say. Shout out Priyansh for bringing in the parody of If I Had $1 Million, because honestly, even if it's not the most serious song, I'm not gonna add it to any playlists. I genuinely appreciate a well done parody, and that was really speaking to my soul. That If I Had $1 Million, I'd afford a down payment on a house. Isn't that the truth? But in this summer, nobody needs to chill at home anymore. Come out to a park and enjoy the summertime. On this Saturday, I hope that you guys are winding down from an evening of being outside in the sunshine and that you guys had a good day. I had a great day. I'm sure I always have a good day on a Saturday when it's sunny outside in the summer. So, I'm going to close you out with two tracks. Welcome Us Back by split sphere, swollen members, and mocha only, and then Canonida, so CANA-NY-DA by Mocha Only and Recognize Real, CanCon rap, fresh and new. Hope you guys love it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tune in next week again. Thank you for hanging out with me. My name was Liz. This was CJSF 90.1 FM. Come back next week.
Yeah, yeah. About to go down.
I think the timeline is fixed upon. I saw the proof of Comic-Con around the same time that Unicron was forming unions on 275-616-773-10,005. Now let's see who survives, yo. Battling cyborgs, the rise of the Shadow Lord, Wars and Treks, All-Star, shattering the Cube of Borg, study Sith, Holocron, spell it out in Orabesh. Perseus cut the Gorgon's head, the blood gave birth to Pegasus. Countdown to extinction like I'm listening to Megadeth. Rhyme perfect form so you can call performance arabesque. Put that in parenthesis, advisory parental text like tapes I used to buy from Public Enemy, a DOS effects. Follow the explanation, Occam's razor. I got the detonation button in my hand, but I'ma wait till later. Extremely PO'd, my eyes on the globe. I'm third generation Canadian, I thrive in the cold.
You know, this year's Blitzphere is here. We about to take you to a new plateau. Reveal and mocha up, let us show you how rap go. This year's Blitzphere is here. Let us bring you a real life show.
You can welcome us back. You can welcome us back. You can welcome us back. Let's go.
Don't wait till it's beneficial for you to recognize the official magicians. You can't occupy the spot that splits in. Since 92, we've been waiting just for the right time to roll out the special edition rendition fission. The nucleus acoustics, shitting on the useless. MCs that juiceless. The proof is in the pudding and the roof is an inferno. No water needed. Just let it go until it smolders. We rolling boulders repeatedly. You bottom feeders legion. But stuck with your feet in mud. Up to your knees because you ain't got the keys and lack the mechanical understanding of how to be commanding. We rock tandem from Vancouver to Knott's Landing. I'm the mammal with the hand on the operational panel, channeling things, vandalous kings that bring amazement. A new era phased in, the phoenix raising to the zenith. So focus your noticers on the stage when we hear
this year's Blitzphere is here. We about to take you to a new plateau. Prevail and mocha up, let us show you how rap go. This year's Blitzphere is here. Let us bring you a real life show.
You can welcome us back. You can welcome us back. You can welcome us back. Let's go.
Yeah.
Blitzphere. Since the year of the 1991. Amp live on the beat. Y'all better keep us on repeat.
You.
quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.